for today. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
How you doing? It's James Fagan here with 2 hours of Thank Goodness It's Folk for you here on Sheffield Live Radio around the world on the internet, www.sheffieldlive. And if you're in Sheffield, you can listen on the radio at 93.2 FM. The whole show will be available as a podcast later on Mixcloud. This week, I'm featuring mandolin music. Mandolins in all their splendor in a variety of styles played by a variety of people. And I was inspired to do this, thinking about a provocatively and wonderfully named new band from the Northeast called Revolver, who are looking at the underrepresentation of female instrumentalists in instrumental folk music. The band features Amy Thatcher, who you might know from Catherine DeKell's band, Holly Clark, Kathy Geldard, and Janice Burns, who you will know from Janice and John. Janice is a great mandolin player, and that inspired me to research female mandolin players for today's show, but mandolin playing in general. If you know any women who play the mandolin and have recordings, let me know for my own interest after the show. But in the meantime, enjoy a mixture of mandolin music from all over the place. Enjoy the show and keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live Radio. way to kick off the show. That's the Canaris Quintet with Period Drama, and that features the wonderful mandolin playing of Laura Beth Salter, a wonderful mandolin player indeed, a great composer, and a key contributor to several Scottish folk acts, including the wonderful all-female-led Canaris Quintet. Laura Beth Salter did a stint in Shugunifty, who also are a mandolin-driven band, the mandolin and the sound of the great late Angus Grant, really defined a whole era of Scottish dance music for me, and have directly spawned bands such as Elephant Sessions in their, I was going to say their wake, but Shugunifty are still going, of course. So let's hear them now. When the mandolin player was my good friend Luke Plum, Tasmanian whiz kid, and now well regarded for his record production and engineering, as well as his fine singing and mandolin playing. So let's hear from Troots, Shugunifty, with McConnell's Rant.
al je fischer lasses, hij is kom al we me. Fee kid en balken game day en fee in ver alle key. Fee bucky en fee bertine en all the country den. We do what he got the head and we do what he ermitten. Rise up in the morning, we are bundles in your horn. Be at the station early or we'll surely have to stone. Tag plenty to eat and a kettle for your tea. Or you'll maybe die a hunger on your way to ermit key. Journey, it's a langin' and it takes a day or two. And when you reach your lodging, sure it's soon to sleep you'll fall. But you rise at five with a sleep still in your ee. You're a what to find the gutton yards along the Yermouth Quay. It's early in the morning and it's late into the night. Your hands are cut in chapa and you look on uncasicht. And you greet like a wane when you put them in the brie. And you wish you were a thousand mile away from Yermouth Quay. Dim dik dadi di yakaram dikaro, dim dai dik dadi di yakaram dikaro, dai dikaro di yakarim do, dim dai dik dadi di yakaram dikaro, dai dik dadi di yakaram dikaro, dim dai dik dadi di yakaram dikaro, dai dikaro di yakarim do, dim dai dik dadi di yakaram dikaro. There's coopers there and curers there and buyers canny chills, lasses at the picklin and others at the creels, and you'll wish the fish had been all left in the sea by the time you finished cutting heading on the Yermouth Quay. We've gutted fish in Ledwick and stored away in shields, worked along the Humber amongst the barrels and the creels. Whippy Grimsby, we've travelled up and down, but the place to see the heading is the quay at Yermouth Toon. Dyam de cradidi, a caram de caro, him died a cradidi, a caram de caro, died a caro, a carim dorim, died a cradidi, a caram de caro. Died a cradidi, a caram de caro, him died a cradidi, a caram de caro, died a caro, a carim dorim, died a cradidi, a caram de caro. Come all you fisher lasses, I has come along with me. Fakir and Bulgan, Gimri and Fi and Veralaki, Fi Bucky and Fi Aberdeen and all the country in. We know what he got the head and we know what he Yermouth tin.
That was Janice Burns and John Doran. Janice playing the mandolin beautifully and singing there on Song of the Fish Gutters from Janice Burns and John Doran's album. And I have just spoke to Janice. We had a chat this morning about mandolin and it's we didn't quite get as far yet as why women are underrepresented on the mandolin. There's a lot of women play fiddle, but not so many play the mandolin. And maybe I'll have Janice on the show shortly to talk about that with me. But she's certainly one of the people leading the charge. And, yeah, not that the gender of somebody matters, but the underrepresentation of anybody in music matters. And that is why Janice and her friends are seeking to do more to put female players on the map. And I think that's brilliant. Let's hear another woman now playing the mandolin. And this was actually a recommendation of Janice Burns to me this morning. Her name is Tracy Shields, and her band are called The Shields. And here they are from the album 500 Animals with the opening track. You can get it on Bandcamp. It is called Jib. Thank you.
blacksmith courted me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked quite clever. And if I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where is my love gone? With his cheeks like roses, and his good black billycock on, decked around with primroses. I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news is come to town. Strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love is married. I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward him well for the slighting of me. Don't you remember when you lay beside me and you said you'd marry me and not deny me? If I said I'd marry you, it was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I'll not deny you. Have I none save God Almighty, and may He reward you well for the slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart to tremble, to think she loved a one and he proved deceitful.
How about that? Couldn't do a mandolin show without Spyro, with the amazing mandolin playing of Alex Van. We heard three in a row there. We heard The Shields, first of all. Then we heard Andy Irvin, one of my all-time heroes of music, with the seminal work, The Blacksmith, which he learnt from the English Book of Penguin Folk Songs, as the old folk joke goes. No, the Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, and plays mandolin on so stunningly. That has been a staple of Andy's set with every group he's done that I've ever seen, including Usher's Island, his group Mosaic, playing music from Eastern Europe combined with music from America and music of Ireland. But that's an English folk song played by the great Planxty. And then we heard Spyro from their album Kaleidophonica. And that track I just absolutely love is called Swarm. I'm featuring mandolin music. I realise, and some of you will probably point out, that mandolin is a very common instrument in classical music and in the world of Baroque, and that there were whole mandolin orchestras. But that is not my brief today. I'm focusing on the mandolin as used in folk and, I guess, in old-time and Americana as well. So that is my emphasis, and I'm trying to play as many women playing the mandolin as possible. So let's hear one of the great female players of the last century. Her name is Sierra Hull, and she's a genius. Here she is from her album Daybreak. This is Bombshell.
Thank you. how much you love the sun. But you chose to stay and keep me warm through the darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love you. The snow fell without a break. Buffalo died in the frozen field, you know, through the coldest winter in almost 14 years. I couldn't believe you kept a smile. Now I can rest assured, knowing that we've seen the worst. And I know I love you. Oh, I never was good with romantic words, so the next few lines come really hard. Don't have much, but what I've got is yours. Except, of course, my steel guitar. 'Cause I know you don't play, but I'll teach you one day. Because I love you.
Well, I said I was going to concentrate on folk and old-time and Americana mandolin playing, but there is a connection between Rod Stewart's Mandolin Wind and folk music, and that is, of course, Lindisfarne. There's a lot of controversy as to whether or not that was actually the mandolin player from Lindisfarne. He definitely played on Maggie May, but that may well have been David Bowie's guitarist. Anyway, if you think you know the definitive answer as to who that was playing the mandolin on Mandolin Wind, let me know. In the meantime, let me play you the wonderful mandolin playing of a couple of dear friends, Simon Mayer and Hilary James. They together are fantastic. Hilary plays the biggest mandolin you've ever seen, which is a mando bass made at the time of the mandolin orchestras, and at full size stands like a double bass, but looks like just a mandolin in an Alice in Wonderland fever dream. And Hilary's fantastic, as is Simon Mayer. And as I always like to point out, Simon went to Pitsmore High School, primary school, which I can just about see from my window as I record this program here in Sheffield. Simon and Hilary make all kinds of mandolin music. They have a wonderful, very entertaining cabaret-style band called The Mandolinquents, which I nearly named this show after, but I thought that would be plagiarism. But this is from an album they made of lullabies on the mandolin, and I just think it's absolutely delightful. Here are Simon and Hilary.
Thank you. I like their eggs over easy or I boil them up hard. And everybody's running, but they'll never get far. Let them run, let them run. I call them Ginger and Hallabilly and me. They cut and scratch and make happy all day. If you want to get your dozen, gotta give them space. Let them run, let them run, let them run. Hands. I'm an illegal rooster, gotta show you, man, how to run, how to run. Old Blue Baker got 23 head, and that's too much for just one, they said. After three hard days, they found him dead. Let him run, let him run, let him run. And everybody's running, but they'll never get far. Let them run, let them run, let them run.
Listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk with me, James Fagan, and I'm featuring mandolin music today. And that gave me an opportunity to play that track, which is one of my favourite mandolin riffs ever. And it's from a Canadian band called The Bills. And the song was Let 'em Run, all about free-range chickens. But you weren't expecting that this morning on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Pretty hard to do a mandolin show without mentioning Chris Thiele, widely regarded as one of the true protégés of the instrument. He has been in a band called Nickel Creek, which you probably know, for many decades, and I think they're great. Here is Chris playing the mandolin and leading the singing of The Fox.
The fox went out on a chilly night. He prayed for the moon to give him light. For many a mile to go that night before he reached a town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Many a mile to go that night before he reached a town. Oh. He ran till he came to the farmer's pen. The ducks and the geese were kept there in. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh. Goose by the neck, he threw a duck across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh. Well, the old gray woman jumped out of bed, out of the window she popped her head, crying, John, John, the great goose is gone, the fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, down, oh. John, John, the great goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh.
till I came to his nice warm den, and there were the little ones, 8, 9, 10, saying, "Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, Daddy, go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh." The fox and his wife, without any strife, they cut up the goose with a fork and a knife, and they never had such a supper in their life, and the little bones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little bones chewed on the bones.
Into the bar, pale pink with rose perfume, long hair up in a headscarf, sequins like the gloom. Her accent is peculiar from many.
Gorgeous work from the Karavik sisters featuring Charlotte Karavik on mandolin, and they are from Devon. A beautiful record they made called Illustrated Short Stories. The track was called Amsterdam. One of my very favourite mandolin players was the mandolin player in La Bottine Souriant, In the period that they made a couple of their very best albums, including a live record called En Spectacle, which opens with an 8-minute epic piece of music called Overture and features mandolin. Now, the mandolin player in La Bottine Souriante was so important because, as well as playing the mandolin, he also had his feet mic'd up and did the traditional Quebecois foot tapping, which you'll hear open this extraordinary piece of music. I just think this is one of the great bits of traditional music recorded ever, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm featuring mandolin music. There'll be more in the second half and some non-mandolin music as well, and I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying the program. Let me know if you're listening on Facebook. More after the break here at La Bottine Souriante.
Did it,